a high of 90. It's cloudy in Jacksonville now and 85 at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio is Martin Parlato, Marty as he likes to be called, from Lighthouse Retirement Network. We got him for another 25 minutes here, and then we're going to start some more controversial topics. I hope you'll hang on for that. We're going to talk a little bit about Drew, the girl that wants to be a boy, and some of the rulings that came down on the federal court, the drop in society. Wow, even this, the stock market's going down, and so is the level of testosterone in males today. And that's going to start in the 7:30 hour, but right now we've got Martin with us for just a little bit more. And I said I was going to push your button when I get back, so here's the first push. Energy exports and Jamie Dimon. Which one? Pick it. Flip a coin.
Jamie Dimon wrote a letter to the president Friday. Jamie Dimon is a genius. Jamie Dimon wants to run for president as a Republican. Jamie Dimon would be a great president. I argued before this president that as Republicans, we should be electing business leaders. So now it's going to come down, do we elect a guy like Charles Schulz from Starbucks, that liberal dribble company, or do we elect maybe a guy like Jamie Dimon from Chase Bank? Jamie Dimon sends a letter to the president this week and says, if you don't knock off these tweets, if you don't get off this trade and tariff stuff, the one thing that's made your presidency a success is your tax cuts, the stock market going up. You are going to kill the benefit of your tax cuts. Not me. But Bill tells me 20% of you say you don't like me. Oh, I'm sorry. That's because you don't know what I'm telling you. I'm talking to you about the stock market. I don't care whether the president gets elected or not. I don't really care. I just want to know how much money I can make or I'm going to lose from my clients. That's all I care about. So maybe if you got no money, 20% of you don't like me. I get that. The show's not for everybody. But when Jamie Dimon says that, you don't have to listen to me. Listen to Jamie Dimon. He's way smarter and way richer than me. And then there was a list in the Wall Street Journal Friday morning of a slew of business leaders saying to the president, if you don't stop these tariffs, you are at peril of giving up all of the benefit that you did to the stock market. The stock market has been declining since February 1 when he started this crapola. And that's a fact, Jack.
Let's talk a little bit about the tariffs. If we go tariff neutral with the EU, and you and I talked about this off air, companies like Volvo, if we go tariff neutral and we drop all that, Volvo will in turn flood the market here in the United States. Our American-born producers, Chevrolet, Ford, Dodge, Ram, that kind of stuff, they won't be able to compete. We'll have a bunch of Volvos and no Fords.
So let me make this clear to listeners. We've already bailed out General Motors once. Ford is going to be down to three vehicles, the Ford F-150, some new SUV that they're getting ready to release that we haven't seen yet, and one small automobile, three cars. General Motors has already been bailed out. Most of their fleet is crap. All that small stuff that they make is just so that they can get the mileage down so that I can buy a Cadillac Escalade or a GMC Yukon without violating the federal government's mileage rules. We've bailed out Detroit. I want all of you guys to go out there, and I want you to Google a company called Land Wind. Does it sound like anything familiar to you? It's a Chinese knockoff of a Land Rover. If you take the tariffs off of automobiles, you are going to see this market flooded with Chinese and European cars. The number one car manufacturer in the world is Volkswagen. How many of you think Volkswagen makes a pickup truck? No, you don't, because you've never seen one, because there's tariffs on them and you can't see them. But they're in Australia. How many of you have seen this Volvo electric vehicle that they're getting ready to release? 355 miles of range, $40,000. It's a Tesla killer. 387 electric car companies in China. You really think you want to open these markets up with no tariffs to the Chi-Coms? They will destroy. I tell you what, if you think that's a good idea, you should go out and put all of your investments in Ford and General Motors. The lady was just in the office here. She says, well, nobody's going to buy electric cars. In Singapore, you cannot get a driver's license or a license plate unless it's an electric car in Singapore. You elect Pocahontas in this country, and you can expect that there will be bans on SUVs, there will be bans on gasoline automobile engines in this country. And China owns the electric. Tesla was accused this week of possibly having gotten some cobalt to make lithium-ion batteries. Cobalt's in rare, is a very rare mineral. And Apple went out and secured a 20-year supply of cobalt just so they can make iPhones. Tesla's going to be sanctioned because maybe their supplier bought some cobalt from Cuba. And the Japs and the Chinese that are going to own the electric car industry would love dearly to have every drop of cobalt on planet Earth. And as I said on the radio program today, every 4 years, we elect another idiot with no plan for America to be successful. And President Xi is elected for life. Go read the 100-year marathon by Michael Pillsbury. And if you can't wade through it, if you don't like listening to it, then maybe you should just make no comment at all.
All right, so let me jump in with a question from a listener. The last time you were on the show, overwhelming response. Overwhelming response to a person that could cross over the lines from the financial market to the political market to yelling and screaming about the day-to-day events. It's one guy. He's down in your area. He is a truck driver, for lack of a better word. No wife, no kids, no savings, you know. What would you suggest to that guy? He doesn't have $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 like a lot of your clients. What does he do?
You know,
he's got a house.
There are some things that government does well. One of the things that government does well is recognize the fact that all of us are not going to be as fortunate as the others. And there are some people that are very fortunate and still are not going to save for their retirement. So we have a system called Social Security. I'm going to tell you the story about Australia, but I want you to acknowledge that I may have some of the numbers off. They have something called an annuitization system. I don't remember what it's called exactly. But in Australia, they force their citizens, initially, it was to save 3%, and it would go into a government-created annuity. Well, that number, the last I heard, was like 7 to 10%. Hillary Clinton, I argued when she was running, I argued that what's coming when Hillary Clinton was right about healthcare. If we leave it to you to buy healthcare, most of you are not going to. I spoke with a fireman yesterday. He said, Marty, I don't have any healthcare. I'm 51. Look how good I look. He says, I don't need any healthcare. He's not going to buy it. Most of you are not going to buy retirement. You're not going to save for retirement. We're getting ready to go to break. We can deal with this when we come back.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Did anybody else call in to tell me why I was wrong and what we got out of the European Union deal?
My friend, computer just kicked back up. I'm sitting on 17 more messages from you. So, yeah, at some point in time, someone must have. You're listening to Martin Pallotto here from Lighthouse Retirement Network. Heard here on WBOB. Great show. Great show to learn from. Sometimes he's going to make you angry, but most of the time it's going to be something that's worthwhile spending your Saturday and Sunday to listen to the Lighthouse Retirement Network. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Join us on the backside, won't you?
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had the number one hit that year, All Shook Up. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And this month, Boger Shoes is featuring the Birkenstock Giza, a proven classic with signature support and an anatomically shaped court latex footbed. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered. And now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
This is the Savage Nation.
Any man that I know is saying, if I have a son, I'm worried about my son in this society. Every young man is now potentially going to be accused of rape for looking at a woman the wrong way, is what they're saying. And I am telling you that this is what's happening. They also say to me this is a design on the part of radicals in this society who want to destroy man and woman.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Got him for a few more minutes here, about 12 minutes left in his appearance on the show tonight. Martin Parlato here from Lighthouse Retirement Network. Special thanks out to his wife and friends and everybody he's here celebrating, 46?
46.
46 years. Wow.
Get paroled pretty soon.
Oh, man. She's now going to shoot you when you get back to the party.
I had a meeting in Vero the other Friday night. And one of my clients says, you got to talk to this girl. He says, I said, well, that's great. I said, just in case something goes wrong with this marriage, I'm looking for, a replacement. She says, Marty, this girl's ditzy. And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, she's a vet and she's got no money and she's going to buy $1 million veterinary practice. So, well, how's she going to find it? She said, the bank says it's good to go. And I said, well, why doesn't she have any money? She said, well, she just got a divorce and gave her husband the house and the money. So she comes in last night and I'm talking to her and I said, so you're a vet and you gave your husband the house and that was pretty nice of you. You're an attractive woman. You're 40 years old. You might make a good second candidate, right? Second wife or something. And I said, just out of curiosity, I said, why did you give the husband all your money? She said, well, he's a lawyer and he wouldn't work. And I said, what? How can you be a lawyer and not be out chasing that ambulance? She says, he wouldn't work. So I gave him the house, told him he didn't have to follow me, and have a nice day.
Wow. There are a few born out there. Anyway, I got a note here from a gentleman who says, yes, I listen to this show on a weekly basis. and he is the Michael Savage of the financial world. How do you feel about being compared that way?
I like Michael Savage show. Every Friday when I walk into the studio, I say to myself, I am not going to go crazy because it's not in my nature. Most of my clients know when I'm in the office in the Southern Compound, I'm walking around in shorts and Skechers and a T-shirt. I'm a very cool, calm, and collected guy. The radio show just gets me going, and the radio show program is trying to deliver a message. It's not for everybody. If all you want is politics, you need to go to listen to Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham because that's their gig. My gig is trying to explain to you how politics affects your money and to get you to think. If you go back, you guys need to go get my podcast, Lighthouse Retirement Show. It's on the Apple. If you go to my website, lighthouseretirement.com, click the LHR tab, grab the podcast. And there's a story about some guy that sold a woman an annuity, a $1.8 million annuity, made $145,000 commission, put her in an annuity that if she'd have just bought the S&P 500, and that's all the annuity was, she'd have been $500,000 richer. Now, is that not a story you should hear from your advisor? You're not going to hear that story anywhere else. You're not going to hear that story. And I'm so limited and restricted as to what, believe it or not, I'm restricted to what I can say.
And you say a lot.
I say as much as I can, and I got to keep the regulators off my butt. And I try. I mean, I try not to give specific investment advice or tell you what to buy or anything else like that. You have to come in, make a meeting, and then we can say whatever we want to say. I try to be very calm, but the show has to be interesting. And I got to tell you, it's a beloved show. It's beloved. Not everybody loves Rush Limbaugh. What can I say?
All right, so I'm going to pull you over into my world now. In the best forecasting that you can put out there, whip out your crystal ball for America, for the stock market, for this next presidential election in 2020. Trump still another good choice or somebody else maybe?
I was thinking about that today because I have every reason to believe Ted Cruz wants to run. But I don't see how he can run against the guy. But if he doesn't run this time, Pence is going to run the following time. I don't know what nut job the Democrats are going to put up. But the nuttier that gets, the more likely Trump will win. So in that case, you say, well, even if Ted Cruz was running, even if Mitt Romney was running, Trump, if they run Pocahontas or one of those nut job lunatic Democrats, Charles Schulz from Starbucks, if they run Oprah, Trump's going to wipe the floor with them. So why would somebody like Ted Cruz risk taking on his? So I don't know whether the president runs unopposed or he runs opposed. I don't know if I forgot his name, whatever his name is, the Polish guy up in Minnesota or wherever he is, Kasich, John Kasich. Oh. I have no idea what that lunatic's going to do, but have to see who runs against
him. Do you see a blue wave coming midterm elections? I mean, everything seems...
What I see is this. It's undisputed that people that love Trump love Trump, and I'm going to vote for Trump. I will vote for Donald Trump again in the absence of anybody else. Okay, in the absence of anybody better. Because I think what he's doing, I just don't think his ideas are great. They're not brain surgery. Lower taxes, that's not rocket science. But I'm glad he did it. Deregulation, not rocket science, but I'm glad he did it. Build a wall, I'm lukewarm on that. You know, we didn't get rid of Obamacare. And I told everybody, you know, if you want to get me involved in politics, somebody call me when Hillary's in jail. Somebody call me when Jeff Sessions gets fired. Somebody calls me when Comey is in jail.
Is it possible in your world that someone like a Hillary or a Comey gets put in jail? I was surprised Begorovich actually is doing time. But is it possible that somebody like Hillary goes to jail and it tanks our economy to a certain extent?
I had a conspiracy theory on Comey. When Comey did what he did with regards to declaring her innocence, I think what Comey was telling you was, look, here's a list of all of the corrupt things that she did. And if you senators and you congressmen want to lock her up, then go forth, because here's the entire bill of goods. But I'm telling you now, he knew, under no circumstances are we putting an ex-president's wife in prison. Under no circumstance.
We got a call here real quick, and I want to take it before we lead you out of this segment. This is Michelle. She has a question for you. Go ahead, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, I just want to know what Mr. Parlato thinks about them running a socialist candidate up against a conservative, a fiscally conservative candidate.
I think they have no chance at all.
None. You don't think that there's any chance
You got to run the math. Are you asking me, do you think anybody that ever voted for Donald Trump or George Bush is ever going to vote for a socialist? No.
I don't think that those people are going to vote for a George Bush or Ronald Reagan. I think that all the other people are going to vote for a socialist.
I think there's degrees of socialist. My little Cuban friend Rafael from the boat. We were in the hot tub with the Canadians. And if you would call Canadians socialist, the Canadians are very happy to have the government bear the expense of health care. That's not forced on them. They want that. And I just got Medicare this year. I love my Medicare. I don't care about the Second Amendment. You can take my guns away, but don't take away Amazon and don't take away my Medicare. I love my Medicare, and you could call that socialism. I love Medicare. It's great. The doctors love me. I get right in. Everything's good to go. So it's degrees. I tried to tell Rafael, there's degrees of communism. Cuba was corrupt. Singapore's a communist country. Singapore's communist. You go to jail for chewing gum. But it's a beautiful and great, it's the fourth greatest country in the world. Ahead of the United States, higher GDP. One out of five people in Singapore, which is communist, are millionaires.
I didn't want to cut you off in your rant. Michelle, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
you've
Michelle.
You've been listening tonight to Martin Parlato. He's joining us here, and we want to lead out with a song kind of directed towards your wife. And we're going to give the information on your website and stuff when we get back from the next break. But if you go ahead and you can run this up if you want a little bit. We're going to stretch to Lighthouse Retirement Network tomorrow, 9 to 11 on Sunday, the full show. Next Saturday, they'll get a teaser on Saturday and then the full show on Sunday. So I got kind of a mixed signal there, but this song is something that's near and dear to your heart. You want to tell everybody about it?
This is my song for my lovely wife. Happy 46th anniversary. It must have been hard being married to a manic depressive for 46 years. I love you, and I'll be in the hot tub soon. You guys have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Don't hate me. I'm a nice guy.
God bless our love, spending our lives together, man and wife together, world without end, world without end. Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities are investigating reports of looting in Northern California neighborhoods that were evacuated because of the deadly wildfire up there that officials have identified several suspects. Reading Police Chief Roger Moore says his department's been receiving reports of people driving around evacuated areas and shouldering doors of houses still standing. No arrests have been made. Hot weather and dry conditions are fueling at least 20 fires across the state and forcing the closure of parts of Yosemite National Park. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Moscow and other cities Saturday, protesting the government's plan to raise the age when men and women can receive their state-sponsored pensions. And Pope Francis accepts the resignation of 88-year-old Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, stripping him of his title amid accusations of sexual abuse. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Lee Humphrey was a key member of the Florida Gators teams that won back-to-back NCAA championships in 2006 and 2007 under legendary coach Billy Donovan. Lee went on to play for the NBA as well as professional European leagues. Today, Lee Humphrey uses his knowledge of basketball to train and mentor the next generation of basketball standouts. Lee Humphrey Saturday Hoops is coming to Jacksonville Ice and Sportsplex, 3605 Phillips Highway, July 28th and August 4th. Saturday Hoops is the perfect way for your young person to learn everything from shooting footwork to one-on-one scoring to team defense. Learn from the best. Sign your 8th, 9th, and 10th grader up for Lee Humphrey Saturday Hoops. Learn all about it at LeeHumphreyBasketball.com. That's LeeHumphreyBasketball.com.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
295, the West Beltway southbound, a crash there at Pritchard Road is blocking the right shoulder in that area. Northbound, the West Beltway, it's problem-free all the way from the Buckman Bridge past Blanding up past Commonwealth. You're good to go there. Cloudy tonight, a 4 in 10 chance of rain, low 76. Tomorrow, late afternoon showers, 90 the high. It's 83 and overcast in Jacksonville right now.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and Martin has left the studio. What a great, great opportunity to have him in the studio here with us tonight. I absolutely can't get over enough how much Lighthouse Retirement Network, the show that's on, first part on Saturday, second part, one and two on Sunday, well worth a listen. And I, you know, this is a promotion that's not done for me by the station. It's because I genuinely listen to this guy. I like this guy. I like his approach. It's a plain speaking type of approach to finances and how politics affects your finances and how politics affects the world that we live in, more so than just making dollars for a few and none for others. We're going to move on to another topic now that's rather controversial. I can't get you the latest updates because for some reason or another, Windows decided to do an update in this show. And from the beginning of the show at 6 o'clock until now, going on 25 minutes to 8, I'm at 82% on my refresh. I wish, if the Chinese are going to continue to build all of our computers and our computer chips, I wish they would learn how to update them faster. But we'll bring up on to the program now Mr. Daryl Kane. And Mr. Kane is going to be sparring back and forth with me on a controversial issue that just came up last week. A federal court ruled that a young lady who has been masquerading, for lack of a better word, as a boy for a few years now, and just about a year or so got caught, anonymously reported to teachers and staff that she had been using the boys' restrooms and then filed a federal court case to be able to use the boys' locker room. Mr. Kane, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. Now, you said sparring. Does that mean that we're on opposite sides of this
No,
one?
No, we're on the
That's
same side. I want to go back and forth. However, we do have a few listeners out there who, when they found I was teasing up this this side of the show, actually took Drew's side and believes that there's more than one sex out there. It's not just boys and girls. There's boys, girls, and others. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so my thoughts on this is really simple. I mean, this is one of those real easy issues. You know, you don't have to be – so many of the things that I talk about have to do with, you know, our faith as a nation and our Judeo-Christian values, and certainly this goes hand-in-hand with that, but you can really don't have to have any faith in anything other than scientific method to see through this one. It's fundamentally absurd. It's a complete affront to scientific process and scientific method. This is a completely unique thing that we've created here where an individual's reality – gets asserted at gunpoint to everyone else's. And, you know, obviously this is something that is sort of goofy and silly when it's adults involved. But when we're dealing with a situation here that involves minors, it's very serious. Because obviously now the activist judge is coming down on the side of, you know, the rights of this frankly delusional young person superseded Trump the rights of every other child in the school to be essentially protected from being sexualized when they're using locker rooms and restrooms. So it's outrageous. And, you know, parents should be taking this very seriously and reacting accordingly.
Let me reach out to you. Let me give you what I reached out to an activist lawyer here in the Jacksonville area. And I spoke with him at length, tried to get him to come on the show with us tonight, but he said that he would think about it, and obviously he thought about it a little too long because here I am in studio and he is not here. But his response was, hundreds of years ago, many people thought the world was flat, and we found out that that's not true. It was round. And then decades after that, we found out that the stars and planets revolved around the sun, and it wasn't that they revolved around the Earth as an Earth-centered universe. And so we are now finding that we don't necessarily have just one fixed sexual orientation, either male or female. We now have multiple different things, and it's just part of science evolving our human element. What do you think about that?
Well, I would like to see some evidence to support that hypothesis. So, I mean, that's kind of an interesting argument. So I guess now they've moved to the point where they're saying that the science simply isn't correct, and we believe that this is the case. And ironically, these secular progressives now expect us to operate on faith, essentially, that science will catch up to their own arbitrary whims. I'm pretty confident in saying that, no, science is not going to uncover that there are multiple genders. Some things are fairly self-evident. Water is wet. The sun comes up in the morning, provides light. There are two genders. This is obviously how the species propagates and reproduces. And, you know, I also want to talk about really, everyone here is a victim, okay? Not just the 99.9% of children that aren't caught up in this, but frankly, my heart goes out to this young girl because she's been swept up in some sort of a socio-political movement that is leading her to make a deeply destructive lifestyle decision. She's choosing to live and proceed through her life as though she is a man. She is biologically not a man. So at some point in time, something's going to create some friction for her. And what you find here, you get this real vicious cycle on this issue. What you find, obviously, is that, surprise, surprise, children that are subjected to radical hormone treatments before they have a sexual identity, that go through with these gender reassignment surgeries, you know, surprise, surprise, they have alarmingly high suicide rates. Not alarming, staggering, like unlike anything else, anywhere else that you see in any other groups. I believe 25% attempted suicide rates, I believe the figure is, may in fact even be higher than that. And of course, what this leads to, this is common sense, you look at that, you say, yeah, a person is going through their life believing that they're a man, they're actually a woman, they mutilate their genital reproductive organs, and at some point in life, they stop around and they say, so I'm living as a woman, but no straight men are interested in me at all. What exactly am I doing with myself? And I think obviously at that point, a person finds themselves in a very tough situation. It's something that they can't turn back from. Now, the people on the other side of that, they take a statistic like that, and they say that this is proof that there's a bullying that needs to occur, and that what we actually have to do is we have to further normalize these horrific treatments, right? So what we actually need to do is we actually need to funnel more children through these processes so that it feels less abnormal. So essentially you have a deeply destructive and evil approach, a way of a sort of, and I think what's funny about this too is the left would always criticize Christians for quote-unquote treating the gay. This is really the most extreme example of that, isn't it? That actually dismembering a person to conform their reality to how they perceive it, even though there's absolutely nothing to support that hypothesis whatsoever.
Well, I had a person hit me on the Facebook page when we were teasing up about this appearance and this topic for tonight, and they said, you know, this could be a case of someone who has severe self-esteem issues, maybe not the most attractive person, maybe not socially adept to interact with others, who decides that however I'm going to get my attention, I need to get it this way, and that is by being a male but acting female, or by making the argument that I am transgender. What you know, is that possible? Is self-esteem so low that they decide that they will take on shock attitude changes and become female as opposed to male?
Sure. And, you know, as we all know, adolescence is can be a tough and awkward process. And that's why the idea of this sort of stuff actually being handed out in school environments, right? Desirous guidance counselors looking for excuses to diagnose children with gender dysphoria or whatever it is they're calling it these days. That's exactly right. A lot of children happen to be confused at this age. A lot of them, they're growing and changing and going through uncomfortable situations, and it can be emotionally and physically taxing. And sure, this is being presented as a lovely, happy-go-lucky option, and comes, of course, with a lot of attention, and, you know, you get a lot of pats on the back from you know, the adults around in the room and this stuff. And frankly, to me, that this stuff is made available to children, that's sexually abusive. Because it's absolutely inconsistent with reality. There's no parallel to this. There's absolutely no parallel to this in the medical scenario. There's no situation where you walk into your doctor's office, you tell them what you have, they respond by saying that, okay, let's test for that. No, you don't. And then your own determined reality trumps the scientific physical evidence. You don't walk into your doctor's office and say, I only have one arm. And, you know, the doctor's going to look at you. He's going to say, well, I see two arms. You know, let's do an examination. And then you respond and say, well, you know, then let's fix that. Chop off the arm that you see so that your reality conforms to my reality. It's a fundamental attack on the individual. And the fact that the young children are actually being encouraged to do these things is unacceptable.
All right. You're listening to Daryl Kane joining us here tonight on I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to ask him to hold over for just a brief moment, and I'll get to, a couple other phone calls here, and I'm going to try and figure out how we can tie them all together. So, Daryl, if you could just hang on for just a few minutes. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. When we get back from this break, more of your phone calls, more from Daryl Kane, more of this issue of the young girl Drew turned the young boy Drew, if that's what you want to call it. I'm trying not to be disrespectful to her because I believe that this is more of a mental issue than actually a sociological or, by all means, a biological issue. It's a way of looking at what you were born with. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to go back to Daryl Kane, and I'm concerned because he's calling in that I know I have Dr. Youngblood on the line. I have Marty on the line, so we're going to finish up this real quick segment here with Daryl Kane, and then I'm going to go to the other two callers on the line so that I know everybody gets in and everybody gets on. So I'll go back to Daryl. Daryl, welcome back to the show, and please go and finish your thoughts.
Well, I guess my main thought here is really to stress this point that we get roped into this paradigm of, you know, that this is a compassionate issue and that, you know, the left is standing compassionately for these, you know, these victims. And I really want to assert very strongly, and I think that we really need to be willing to stand up and say, you know, there's nothing compassionate about mutilating a confused child, okay? And that this is a gross, any way you look at it, from a biblical, a natural law, or a scientific approach, this is fundamentally absurd. And when you're dealing with children, something of this absurdity level, something so sacred and important as gender and, you know, reproductive biology, this is evil, okay? And this now is being forced by the activist judge classes on the students, the young adults, the 99.9% of children that just want to be able to go to school and go to the restroom and change in their locker rooms in peace. You know, we are now placing the rights of a delusional young person who, let's not forget, is themselves a victim here, above the rights of the greater good to experience a normal childhood and to sexualize at their own pace.
Excellent. Daryl Kane, author, motivational speaker, I guess it's kind of that, a guest speaker, a powerful speaker, a speaker for today's day and times. Give everybody the title of your book, please, sir.
It is Cultural Cancer, Treating the Disease of Political Correctness. It's always an honor, and did not know I'm warming up for Pastor Youngblood. So I hope I did well, because you've got the big guy coming on, and it's an honor to be on leading it to him. So you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kane, and I enjoyed speaking with you once again. All right, so that being said, let's go through with Marty, and then Dr. Youngblood, if you'll hang on the line, you're right in there on deck. Marty, welcome to the show.
Bill?
Yes.
First of all, it was a very unusual experience listening to God before on your program.
Listening to God?
God, the guy who thought he knew everything about everything. So, you know, I had almost a religious experience of listening to God.
If you listen to him with his financial information, I guarantee you will make more money. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to say, and I like your caller. I've met him at my meeting, of course. I see this as an attempt, and they're doing a pretty good job, to destroy our civilization, and we're helping them. First of all, somebody said something about the millennials. There was a survey taken recently where I think one-third of the millennials, some big percentage, they believe that the world is flat. If you look at between people trying to make, I filled out applications where they have male, female, other. So between trying to change the sexes, destroying the effectiveness of the police, where if you go into in a lot of so-called bad neighborhood, an inner city neighborhood is a code for a black neighborhood, unfortunately. And I worked in those neighborhoods where most of the people are good, but those people are being used by the Democrats and the liberals to hate the policemen. So we're destroying the efficiency and effectiveness of the police. We're making more sexes, whatever. God is not welcome in the schools. These people are doing a pretty good job of destroying our culture. Well, now let me show you what's happening in St. Augustine with the statues, where ever since I came to St. Augustine in 93, I've heard about the living gods, the Menorcans. The Menorcans, supposed to be the original St. Augustinians, are doing nothing. Most of the so-called decent people are doing nothing. They can't get involved in this, but when it comes to football and baseball, they're very involved. So it's a very terrible situation. It's only going to get worse, and we're not doing anything about it. And I have to say, like, when Clinton was running for president, if you listen to talk radio, we would think that whoever, Dole in 96, was going to beat Clinton. But Clinton won and got reelected because talk radio is not a venue that determines who's going to be president. So everybody who's listening, go out and make sure you vote, campaign for the people who are running for office, whatever. But I think it's disgusting, and we're on a slippery slope going down unless something seriously happens. And I think we're going to need some divine intervention, because the humans they're not doing the right thing.
Well, Marty, anyway, there. I appreciate your call tonight, and Marty, there are those out there that believe that there will be divine intervention soon. There are folks that think that we are living in the last days, and one of those folks that believes that might be my next caller or my next guest, and that is Dr. Gene Youngblood, going to lend his educated knowledge to the discussion that we're having regarding the young girl who wants to be a boy, or who believes that she is a boy and has now won a federal case. Dr. Youngblood, it is a pleasure. Welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Bill, thank you so much for allowing me to interject some thoughts on your program this evening. First of all, let me say this. This is not an isolated case. This is not a case that's just being fought in one circumstance, in one city, in one school. This is something that is literally permeating our society today, and it's brought about as a result of the sodomite movement in America. Some know it as the LGBTQ movement, but the Bible calls it the Sodomite movement. And it's the only movement in the Scripture where God destroyed two cities as a result of it. It's the only place and it's the only lifestyle in the Word of God where God's Word said he gave them over to a reprobate mind. And let me say this. We have major surveys that's been done by the Pew Research Poll and by the CDC. And the Pew Research Poll in 2013 says 0.87% of Americans identify with the transsexual, the sodomite lifestyle, and whatever other LGBTQI that they want to put as an acronym on it. And then the CDC said that it was 0.67%. So let's say it's 1%. Given benefit of the doubt, let's even double that and say it's 2%, even double that and say it's 4%. What we're finding in America today is a push by the sodomite lifestyle to force the other 96 to 99% of society to acquiesce and to accept their position. Their position is that it is an immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle, but we're going to force the moral, ethical Christian community in America to accept it. I'm appalled when I see this federal judge that says, quote, federal courts have the right to uphold the Constitution. That's his statement and his findings. Where is it found in the Constitution that you have as the sodomite community, the LGBTQ community? They say there are over 57 different perceived sexual orientations in the world today. And yet, where do you find that in the Constitution? It is an absolute destruction of our Constitution. By the way, 2 years ago, Massachusetts passed legislation to allow this garbage to take place where boys can go in the girls' locker room, the shower, and the bathrooms, and where girls can do the same in the boys' rooms. And it was an unpopular transgender movement then, and now even the Massachusetts are not buying it. 2 years after that went into effect, there's a group called Keep Massachusetts Safe. They have gone neighbor to neighbor, house to house, church to church. They've accumulated 50,000 signatures on the petition, and it's on the ballot now for November for them to vote that law off the books. And what most people are not aware of, Bill, is that President Donald J. Trump vacated Barack Hussein Obama's order of 2012, the Obama administration gave guidance letters to the U.S. Department of Education that they must continue to fund transgender students with special bathrooms and or bathrooms corresponding with their gender identity. President Trump has ruled that null and void by the U.S. Department of Education. What we're finding is the renegade attitude of our educators, including Duval County. Most families, moms and dads and grandpops and grandmoms that are listening even at this moment do not understand that in Duval County, under Vetti, that is Dr. Vetti, that was the former superintendent of schools, Dr. Vetti introduced that for the Duval County schools.
Dr. Youngblood, it has been a pleasure having you on tonight. I can hear the music playing in my ear. It is always, always an honor to have you on the show, and sometime, maybe even as early as tomorrow, I'm going to head out to your church and sit in on expository preaching. I can't wait to get an opportunity to get out there and join in on your services at least one time. I really enjoy speaking with you. Dr. Gene Youngblood with us here on I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Kevin, I know you got a comment on the transgender issue, and we're going to bring you up just as soon as we get back from this break. If you'd like to reach me by voicemail, you can. Bill at 600WBOB.com.